Now I invite us to move into a time of Holy Communion. You can follow up along on our screens or on page 12 of our hymnal. Ooh, it's nice to say in our hymnal again, y'all. My friends, I say, Christ the Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Will you join me in prayer? Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. And now let us show signs of peace to one another in our newest way as we do the peace of Christ from my heart to yours. If you will turn and pass the peace to your neighbor this morning. And with that, I love seeing the kids in the back doing that too. Good job, kids. And I say, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You could say it again. Hosanna in the highest. It's Easter season. We should be saying it as much as possible. But holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by the water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, God, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, all of you. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, again gave thanks to God, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you can in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And all the people said, Amen. It is a solemn moment, but y'all, it's been over 2 years since I've broken a loaf of bread in front of you. Pray I remember how to do it. It is a joyful moment, isn't it? Every little step. My friends, the body of Christ broken for each one of us as we rejoice and give thanks. My friends, the blood of Christ poured out for us. Now I'd like to invite our communion server forward. By any chance, would you be willing to bring that trash can with you so we have a place to put our cups after? Uncle Bill, the body of Christ broken for you. Uncle Bill, the blood of Christ poured out for you.
Thank you.
Let us give thanks and praise to the Lord. Will you join with me? Lord, what a blessing. What a blessing to be able to come forward and to share from the same loaf and to share from the same juice, to be reminded of the connection that we have as community, a connection that cannot be broken, for it is from the bond of your Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to not take even the littlest things for granted, but to celebrate all, to treasure all, and to give thanks to you for all as we give thanks for this blessed meal. We pray this in your holy and giving name. Amen. Now will you join in our closing hymn, number 162, Alleluia, Alleluia, and I invite you to stand.